Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state reported 6 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. The new cases confirmed Monday include 3 in Anchorage and 1 each in Chugiak, Petersburg, and North Pole, bringing Alaska's total known case count to 351, 228 of which have recovered. Over 17,000 tests have been administered statewide. Alaska's U.S. senators are encouraging Alaskans to be patient with federal coronavirus pandemic economic assistance programs. Speaking during a statewide news conference Monday night, Senator Dan Sullivan noted that the federal Paycheck Protection Program has already paid out nearly 5,000 loans and a total of $1 billion to Alaska businesses, and that with an additional $310 billion added to the nationwide program, more Alaskan businesses can get help. Sullivan pointed to a new regulation which will allow seasonal businesses' loan amounts to be based on the number of people they have working at peak season.
Your loan, if you're a seasonal small business, can actually be calculated according to a 12-week period from May 1 through September 15, 2019.
Senators Sullivan and Murkowski acknowledge that there are problems with the PPP application system and say they are working with banks and credit unions to try to fix them. Murkowski says another business assistance loan program, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL program, has been replenished with $60 billion.
That will leverage an additional $350 billion in loans. So it is important to note that many of these funding opportunities that Alaskans had been looking anxiously to, and then were very disappointed when the funds ran dry, know that as of today, you have an opportunity to either get back in the queue or to submit your application.
Senator Murkowski says the EIDL program website had to be reworked but should be back online. She noted public frustration with applying for both programs nationwide and urged Alaskans not to give up. I'm Dan Bross.